We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting with our superintendents here from Pottawatomie County Schools, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, and Wamego Interim Superintendent Greg Mann joining us here on the Zoom. And both boards, I understand, have meetings coming up Monday, the 13th of December. We'll start with Kevin first here, and on the agenda, I understand you are going to be doing some recognitions.
Yes, Brandon, we have several recognitions on the agenda for Monday night. The first one I'd like to point out is Farmer State Bank has their Cash for Teachers program, and we have actually five of our teachers awarded four $1,000 grants each that evening, and they are Megan Todd and Danny Evans at Rock Creek Middle School, Sandy Anderson at Westmoreland Elementary School, Jay Kopal, who is our band instructor at Rock Creek High School, and Sarah Miller, who is our Spanish teacher at Rock Creek High School, all receiving $1,000 cash for use in their classrooms by Farmer State Bank. So that will be going on. We are also going to recognize some of our fall activities that perform very, very well. Kira Nippert, who medaled, I believe it was fourth in state cross country, will be recognized. Our football team captains and coach will be there to be recognized. And then our fall trap team will be there to be recognized, those that finished in the top 10 of the state. So that's really exciting there. A couple other things that are going on is we're going to be talking about our 21-22 school calendar. Hope to have a draft to be looked at. Our calendar committee actually meets this afternoon to start putting the final pieces together for that, and hoping we can have that to the board for Monday to be looking at having next year's calendar published. We've also got a presentation by our mental health interventionist, Alyssa will be there to visit a little bit about drama therapy and how that can be used with our students, and a cooperative program that she's doing with Kansas State University and getting some of their interns out here to do some drama therapy with our kids. So Alyssa Duncan and our school counselors will be here to talk a little bit about that drama therapy program. And then lastly, we've been looking over the last 8 or 9 months with interest rates fluctuating, if we could do some advance refunding of our bonds. We've got some 2013 bonds and then our 2018 bonds that are eligible to be refunded right now, or refinanced for maybe an easier term. But we're looking at doing some advanced refunding if it could save our taxpayers some money. So we'll have representatives from Stiefel Finance here to talk with our board a little bit about the possibility of some advanced refunding.
Cool. I'm sure the taxpayers appreciate that. It'll be good to hear. About over in, and by the way, on the calendar, I think you misspoke. You said 21-22. You meant
I'm sorry, 22-23 calendar, Brandon. I apologize. I've got my agenda out here in front of me, and it's listed as 21-22. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, yeah, I just
22-23 calendar.
Just wanted to clarify that. And then Wamego USD 320 board also meets on Monday. And yeah. Anything of note here?
We've got some recognitions that we're going to be dealing with too. We were on schedule to recognize our football team Monday night because of their outstanding season, but had to postpone that because we had to move a basketball game to Monday night. So we're having a board meeting on the same night we're having a basketball game, which is not good, but that's what happens sometimes. We have a couple of grants that we will be accepting. Amanda Marfield, one of our personnel in the elementary school, wrote a grant to Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and she's been awarded $1,000 to buy some alternative seating for students in the elementary school. We had some teachers at Central Elementary submit a grant to Prairie Land Partners, and they received a grant for a little over $1,000 for some ag-related literature. We're going to talk about adding a new course at the middle school called Business Essentials, which will allow us to teach that course as an introductory course at the middle school, and then that opens up some space in the pathway for our some of our business pathways at the high school. Going to be looking at some possible revisions in the dress code, basically in regards to letting boys wear hats in the building. Mr. Meitler, our assistant superintendent for instruction, will be going over the ACT results from our pre-ACT testing that was given in October. We'll also be talking about formally adopting a revised math curriculum that we've been piloting this year, and we're pretty excited about that. And then one thing that we've been talking about with the board is the superintendent's evaluation tool. One of the advantages of me being an interim superintendent is maybe I could have a little less invested observations of the evaluation tool that they're using and that they've constructed. So we've been talking about that, and we will continue that discussion Monday night in preparation for the new superintendent, an evaluation tool that they would be using going forward. And then it's time to start thinking about negotiations. So the board will be appointing their negotiations team. We'll be having an executive session to start discussing some preliminary issues related to negotiations. Our calendar will probably be, well, by board policy, I have to have a calendar to recommend to the board by in the February meeting. So our calendar committee will be meeting in January and developing a calendar for recommendation for 22-23. So not all that much exciting going on at the board meeting, which, you know, boring is good. So that's what we got going.
All right. And it will get exciting, I know, next month, because in January, that's when the process will start to explore hiring a new superintendent at Wamego.
That's correct. And that process has actually started. The Board of Education did hire Kansas Association of School Boards to oversee the search and to take care of the applications. And they sent out a online survey link two or three weeks ago. So they've been gathering data from the community via that online survey. And then in January, on January 3rd, they'll start the actual in-person process. And on January 3rd, they'll be meeting with focus groups from each of our schools, our community, our students, different employment categories and within the district. And they'll be meeting with those groups to come up with characteristics, like probably to line those up with the results they receive from the online survey. And then they'll make a recommendation. They'll go over the results of those surveys and the focus groups with the board at a meeting that Monday night, that night on January 3rd. And then on January 14th, KASB will come back and they will review the applications, and they will put together their recommendations to the board as to who they think the board should interview based on the application materials. And they'll make that presentation to the board on January the 17th. And then the board will decide. The board has the final say-so on who they interview, but they will consider the KASB's recommendation. And then invitations to interview will be extended that night. And we'll start the interview process in the week of January 24th. And hopefully, if all goes well, there will be a new superintendent named the end of that week. What would that be, like January 29th, 30th, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I think that's right. January 28th would be the
28th is okay. So that by the end of that week is what they're hoping to have somebody to announce.
All right. And I know it's kind of a challenge right now because there's, from what I heard, I think at your last meeting, that there's quite a number of superintendent jobs that are open in Kansas this year.
Well, the last I knew, there were, I think, 41 or 42 official, and they're talking about maybe, the word I heard, and again, I don't know if this is accurate, the word I heard was that there's been like around 70 superintendents who've notified their boards that they're planning on not coming back. So either they're moving someplace else or they're retiring. And then that means, of course, dominoes will fall. If there's 70 vacancies, there's 70 other people moving around. So it's a large number this year. Kevin, you may have more accurate information than that.
I don't have any more accurate than what you have. I've heard that there will probably be about 70 seats open, and there will probably be over 100 people in new seats by the time you said the domino effect hits. And you have superintendents moving from smaller districts to larger districts or different geographic areas. And then you have principals leaving their seats to move into those superintendent roles. Just a lot of change.
You know, and if you think about it, 70 vacancies, that's one out of every four school districts in the state of Kansas.
Wow.
Is looking at a new superintendent or a different superintendent.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot. All right. Well, that'd be a fun process to follow here in the next several weeks. I know that one last thing I'll just kind of end on here. I know, Kevin, Rock Creek, I know you don't have a lot of information on this, but would thought it would be pertinent to share that there's a caring catalog going on right now in your district.
Yes. The Caring Community Foundation has put together that caring catalog. It's an online giving opportunity. If you go to the website or Facebook page, Caring Community Foundation, search that, and you can log on there and look. And there, I think there are 16 or 18 opportunities to give if you're looking for opportunities to support some really good local charities and organizations. And there are half a dozen of them that are Rock Creek school related, and others around the Westmoreland, Onega, Wheaton. I can't list them all off the top of my head. Opportunities there if you want to financially support any of those organizations. So thank you for mentioning that, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Be sure to check that out. And there's more information, I know, on the Rock Creek website there, USD 323. But guys, thanks for being with us, and happy holidays, and hope everything will go smoothly over the holiday break. Talk to you in January.
Thank you, Brandon. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Appreciate it. All right, we'll be back in a moment here with Jim Jeanette from Manhattan Area Technical College up next on K-Man's In Focus.